First quarter earnings results from Fortinet, which was a really interesting quarter. Not a great one for this company. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist for the Futurum Group. And we care about this company a lot because it's the second largest pure play security company out there. I mean, Palo Alto Networks is the only larger company. And there are so many competitors out there. I mean, Splunk, CrowdStrike, Zscaler, Elastic. It's a very fragmented industry, something the company likes to point out in their own investor documents. But they reported Q1 earnings, and they were challenging. Wall Street likes a beat or a miss here, but when you go beyond the beat or the miss, these are really interesting numbers. $1.35 billion in revenue is only 7% higher from the previous year, $1.26 billion in the same first quarter last year. There's some seasonality to this business. Product revenue, so think of this, product and services. They sell the security solution, but then they sell a lot of hours with their people to fix it and tailor it and bodies that go assemble these things. So the product business was actually declined by 18%, but the service business increased by 24%. So all of the growth was in services, not in selling new products. So, and then their guidance was, while it was better than the most recent quarter, which is 7%, 9% guidance for the upcoming quarter was really disappointing, and the stock sold off as soon as that number hit the tape. But when we think about what products aren't selling as well as they used to, even though, again, this is nearly an industry leader, these guys are really focused on firewalls. The competing technology of zero trust, which instead of sort of building big walls, but really just sort of managing access through zero trust, yeah, they sell that too, but they like to boast about how they're selling so many more firewalls and units shipped than Palo Alto Networks and Checkpoint than Juniper. That's where their focus is. So when you see that their product business is challenged, even if services are increasing, something to keep an eye on here. So when the numbers came out, as I mentioned, the stock sold off quite a bit, down about 8%. That wiped out all the gains of the last year when the stock was up 5%. So a disappointing quarter from this company. The comments from the CEO kind of blaming things on interest rates being high. Interesting. Ken Z, here he is talking about the high interest rate environment and why that could be affecting decisions on the corporate level.
Yeah, I think the high interest rate making the money kind of more expensive have a lot of enterprise kind of probably more favored OPEX instead of a CAPEX for some of the networking security project.
So favoring short-term OPEX instead of long-term CAPEX? Maybe, but not a great quarter from Fortinet. How do we summarize these results? One number that tells us a whole lot. This is a really important number, and I think it tells you a lot about where we are with this company. I'm going to have that for you right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
So when we look at first quarter results from Fortinet, the thing to remember, what, $1.35 billion in revenues, up 7%, declining growth rate, 22% profit margins. Here's why that matters a lot. This was once a magical, a rule of 40 company, a company where the combined revenue growth and profit margins were above 40%. This company had been a rule of 40 company, for, I don't know, 15 years or so, no more. They're guiding towards numbers this year, profit margins and growth rates below that rule of 40 magic number. And one wonders reasonably whether they can ever get to that magic number. Again, it might be a good business, but not a rule of 40 business. I'm Corey Johnson. We hope you enjoyed the Drill Down earnings about Fortinet. Check me out on X @CoreyTV. Drill Down earnings, part of 6-5 Media.